Hi, I'm Charlotte.
And I'm Maya. Today we will be discussing the legalization of marijuana in Australia, more specifically for recreational use. Cannabis is a plant that is grown using organic fertilizer. Other names include marijuana, hashish, hemp, and ganja, which is made from dried leaves and small green flowers from the cannabis plant itself. It contains narcotics and tough fibers that are used to make ropes, medicine, furniture, and many other things. Cannabis is known as a soft illicit drug that is commonly used. It's usually smoked but can also be eaten to get the immediate intoxicated effect.
Currently in Australia, marijuana is decriminalised in the Northern Territory and South Australia. As of January 2020, marijuana will be legalised for recreational use in the Australian Capital Territory.
We conducted a short interview with Mr. Holloman, who is currently the head of middle school at Northcote High School. Okay, so what are your thoughts on legalising marijuana in Australia as a teacher?
Yeah, as a teacher, I think it's a really interesting issue. I think that often young people aren't aware of the negative effects and the possible side effects that marijuana can have on the brain. Because it puts you at risk of a couple of serious mental health issues like schizophrenia. In my experience as a teacher, I've seen people who have developed addictions, young people who have developed addictions to marijuana, really struggle with their motivation, their attendance, and their engagement at school. So I guess, and I remember when I was at school, there were a couple of kids that really kind of fell off, you know, the face of the earth almost, and were completely kind of, you know, like unmotivated and didn't really end up doing much with their lives. And that was quite sad. Yeah. So I guess I've seen mostly the negative impact of it. So I don't see it as really a positive thing, and I don't think it should be legalized in Australia.
In Australia, marijuana is by far the most widely used illicit drug ever, and it is used by all ages, but most particularly by Australian youth.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent data shows that usage among young people continues to grow, and sometimes in ways that might be cause for concern. If it was legalised, would you change rules and regulations regarding student use of marijuana at school?
I guess if it was legalised, it would fit into the same category as other drugs like alcohol. You know, alcohol is similarly, has pretty serious negative effects on like growth and brain development. And it's also something where if young people are using it without safety measures, they can put themselves in pretty difficult situations, particularly at parties if they don't have friends around or if they don't know people. They can become really vulnerable. So I guess that it wouldn't really change how we approach it at school because it's still an illegal substance, and I doubt that they would make it legal for teenagers to be able to use marijuana just like alcohol and cigarettes are illegal. So I guess the most important thing, like our school is extremely strict on any form of marijuana. Like there are very serious consequences for it. And at the same time, if we know that a young person has an issue, we will do everything we can to get them help and support. Cause often it's linked to mental health and a whole lot of other, you know, family breakdowns and things why people are using, these kinds of drugs. And they need support in order to kind of get over that difficult patch and actually kind of get through it. So we do all we can to link, people with that are going through really difficult times to give them the support they need to get back on track. Yeah.
What kind of precautions would you take to minimise the abuse of marijuana in schools?
We already take a lot of precautions. So if a staff member has any kind of idea that a young person might be drug affected or might possess it, then we will, yeah, we'll investigate immediately and do everything that we can to try and figure out if that's true or not. Yeah, and I'm not going to go into the details of that, but basically we treat it as an extremely serious instance, and all staff know to be on the lookout for these things. And basically, yeah, we work first to find out if, you know, if that is the case. And if it is, then the student will be sent home immediately and their parents will come in, and we basically need to, yeah, put in the appropriate disciplinary action, but also work with that child and that family to support them, you know, in whatever way we can, kind of moving forward.
Do you find that it happens a lot, or?
No, not that much. I'm not really at liberty to discuss any of those details. So it's really, it's really a tiny fraction of school populations generally in Victoria, but it does exist.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
No worries. You're welcome.
That was an interview from a teacher's perspective, but students at Northcote High School have different perspectives.
We asked multiple students in different classes what their opinions were on the topic of the legalization of recreational marijuana. And out of the people we interviewed, we found that majority of the students believed that marijuana, in fact, should be legalized.
The main reason why students think that marijuana should be legalized is that the crime rates will go down and the amount of people in jail will be reduced. Thanks for listening to our podcast.